interview Peter Teague and ask him how the Lord has been at work in his life over the years, bringing him to faith in Jesus Christ. But first of all, Peter, to help us get to know you a little bit, how long have you been here at St. Mary's?
I've been coming to St. Mary's Wargrave now for about 2 or 3 years, I think, John.
And Peter, tell us, where do you live and who's in your family?
Okay, well, I live way away on the other side of Henley-on-Thames, in the hills at a place called Turville Heath. I live there with my wife, Gail. We have 3 grown-up children, all of whom are married and all live away, so it's just the two of us up there now, John.
And Peter, I know that you don't spend all of your time speaking in marquees like this, so what do you do for a living?
Well, fortunately, I'm owner-manager of a computer software reseller business out in Oxfordshire, and I have a couple of part-time jobs. I'm a part-time regulator with the Gambling Commission, and and also I've just taken on a job part-time on the council at Brunel University in London, John.
Peter, thank you very much for being happy to share personally with us all. And we know that God works in our lives in different ways. But how did it work out for you? How did you come to put your faith in Jesus Christ?
Well, John, it's a long story that I'll try to keep short. Because I'd been going to church probably for 40 years, on and off, sometimes more regularly than others, like many people. I believed in God, and I knew a lot of Bible stories. But it was only really when I went to a course called Two Ways to Live that I really began to understand what things were about. That course is a bit like the Christianity Explored course that you do here, John. And it was there I got to understand that God, the God who created and sustains everything, cares for and wants a relationship with me personally, that although I'd always thought of myself as a good person, I didn't think I'd done anything bad, I'd never broken any laws, actually, I wasn't living in a way that was pleasing to God. I'm afraid to say I was proud, I was arrogant, I was selfish, I was mostly concerned about what other people thought about me. And as I say, although I don't think I broke many laws, I actually now realise I did quite a lot of things I wasn't actually proud of. So it was that course that led me to understand as well that Jesus had died on the cross for me, to provide me with a way back into a good relationship with God. That Jesus had personally, on that cross, paid the price that I ought to pay for the things that I'd done wrong, for the ways I had disobeyed God, and that all I needed to do was to accept the way I was, to realise that, you know, I wasn't living a life the way God would want, to turn back to God and to put my trust in Jesus and to let him take charge of my life. It was called Two Ways to Live because it talked about where you wanted the crown to be, on your head or on Jesus's head. So since then, John, I've put my faith in Jesus, I've been trusting in him, and I've been trying, although sometimes I fail, I've been trying to live in a way that would be pleasing to God.
Thank you for sharing that, Peter. Now, I know that whenever somebody puts their trust in Jesus and wants to live with him in charge, it makes a real difference to life. So can I ask you, what are some of the ways that following Christ has actually made a difference to you over the years since then?
Well, there have been a number of ways, John. I think the first one is that it's been a really great comfort to me when I've gone through times of trouble and difficulty, a comfort to know that there's actually always someone there with me, to know that God's working in me and working with me and actually working for me, to know that I can talk to him as I pray, and to know that he'll guide me to do what are the right things. He promised to his people that he'll work through all things for their good. So I know he works for my good, that he'll guide me to do what is the right thing and the best thing to get to the best outcome. Now, it's hard sometimes because the best outcome isn't always what I want. And actually sometimes it's been hard for me to see at the time that what was happening was going to be the best thing. But I've always found, looking back, seeing things in the perspective of the past, that actually God did lead me to do what was truly the best thing for me, even when it didn't seem so. So I think that's the first thing, John. It's changed my priorities a lot. It's led me to look forward to spending an eternity with God, which is amazing. And to spend that eternity with him, not because of anything I've done, not because I deserve it. I deserve anything but that. But actually because of what Jesus did for me when he died on that cross. And I think, John, the final thing is I'm actually able to enjoy life here and now much more. I'm able to be thankful for the things that I have, to enjoy the things that I have, and not like I used to be sort of straining forward all of the time, wanting the next thing, thinking that somehow it was that next thing, that if I only had that, then that would make me happy. So I rejoice now in the way I've been blessed much more than I deserve, and I'm really enjoying, you know, life and family and fellowship with other people.
Peter, thank you very much. Maybe you can identify with some of the things that Peter was sharing. If so, do chat to Peter. I know he'd be happy to talk with us over the barbecue, and perhaps to other people you know as well about how God has been working in their lives. We're going to sing again now. Our next hymn is a great one, In Christ Alone. It speaks to that confidence of Jesus helping us in difficult times and confidence of a future with him that Peter was talking about. Would you please stand?